Erin Cole Baker grew up in New Zealand. She moved to Bend, Oregon in 2005. She played classical and jazz piano mostly in her youth, and since then she's been centering on guitar and string instruments and songwriting. She's performed as half of a duo called The Erins with a woman named Erin Zerflew. They released a recording in 2007 called The Year of Hello and Goodbye. Erin Cole Baker has just completed a new disc that she calls Talon and Spur. The release party for that new CD is this Saturday night at the Liberty Theater in Bend. Music begins at 7 o'clock. Erin Cole Baker is in the KLCC studio this morning to play a few tunes and for us live and also to talk about her music. Welcome to Eugene, Erin, and welcome to the KLCC studios.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's your CD was one of those pleasant surprises on my desk a few weeks ago. It was great to hear such a nice presentation, especially in the local scene. You know, it's
awesome.
A cool thing. So
thank you.
thanks for sending that in here. Now, you just got back from playing some music in France, touring France. So what's the deal with that? And how was that experience for you?
It was awesome. It was interesting because my French is very limited, pretty much to just thank you and hello. But it was great. It was my first experience touring, and it was pretty awesome for a first tour, I think, definitely. And
how many dates in Europe did you have?
8 shows. Yeah, so and there was a lot of traveling, a lot of trains and planes and driving, but it was fun. Erin Zerflew went with me, and she's such a great friend, and it's so fun to play music with her. So,
oh, good.
It was great.
So
yeah.
The Erins were back together for this tour.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How did you meet Erin Zerflew?
We met actually. Some friends invited us just to jam around and play some music, and at the time, both of us had never really done that before. And we both happened to show up and started playing with this band called Pitchfork Revolution.
Uh-huh.
It was like a 5-piece, and then Erin and I decided that we'd split off into our own thing, and we just started gigging and doing that together.
It must have been having to do with how your voice is mixed too. I mean, if you're a singer-songwriter, that's that's of paramount importance, I would think, especially
definitely.
With somebody else. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Her voice is really awesome in her harmonies, and the violin, it works really well. Yeah.
But normally, it's not a voice that sounds like yours that works the best, is it?
I mean, yeah. Well, it's strange because I think our voices do work so well together, but people are often like, when they hear the Year of Hello and Goodbye, they're like, is that you singing with yourself? And I'm like, no.
Huh?
But people always love it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you brought your axe.
Yeah.
and you're ready to play us a couple of tunes this morning. So let's get started with some music. Tell us a little bit about the song and where it came from.
This song's called Start All Over Again, and it's just basically about every day is a new chance to be a new person and be better than you were the day before. And it's a clean slate, and I love that. So
yeah, sounds
good.
This is about. Sounds good for everybody.
Okay.
You're listening to Erin Cole Baker on Fresh Tracks KLCC. Here she is.
You picked all the locks, and now all the doors have opened up. And oh, what a nice surprise, you say. Am I losing my mind? We gather our thoughts and sew them all in. We tie them all up and start over again. Dreamed of singing lullabies, and time seems so long, the orchard stretching under me. We gather our thoughts and sew them all in. We tie them all up and
start over again. Oh, we opened up books, the stories weaving into me, reading by candlelight and calling all memories. We gather our thoughts and sew them all in. We tie them all up and start over again.
It's the lead track from the new CD called Talon and Spur. Where'd the title come from? Is it your relationship with the animal world has something to do with that?
Yeah, I do. I really love animals. And one night I took this walk in the forest and the moonlight was all silvery and there were all these animals that came out and I was just imagining them all dancing for me. And I wrote the song Talon and Spur about that experience.
Yeah, it's a great waltz. It's a great waltz tune too. It just feels round and nice.
Thank you. That's good.
You had a busy couple of months.
Yes,
Aaron Cole Baker. You released the record just a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna release it in Bend this weekend.
Right,
and released it over in France, which was fun.
Right, so you had to tour. You're touring France then.
Yeah.
You got the party coming up in Bend this weekend. We should tell people again, that's the Liberty Theater in Bend, beginning at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yes.
And then you take off for summertime. Hey,
yeah.
That sounds good.
You're going back home, right? Homeland,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, really looking forward to that, catch up with family and try to just play more music there and promote there because I haven't really done a lot of that since I've been living in the States. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now, how long have you been in the United States? Is it 4 years? Is that right?
Yeah, we've been here about 4.5 years. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I guess I just wanted to ask you, you know, what's different or how. Why did you decide to move to this country in 2005? Why not just stay in New Zealand and forge a career there? What got you here?
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, I was actually born in the States, so I have dual citizenship. And although I did spend all of my growing up years in New Zealand, but my husband and I thought that it was an opportunity to come to the States since I have citizenship and we could get him a visa.
Yeah.
And just thought, why not come over here? And it's just such a huge country with more people to listen to the type of music that I do. But I mean, really, anywhere you play music, it's great. Whoever will listen.
Yeah. Were you pretty much on track to this kind of sound when you moved here, or has that changed a lot since you got to this country?
You think
the general direction of your music?
I think the general direction has always stayed the same. I think the diversity of the songs that I write has kind of expanded, which has been a great evolution, but.
In what way do you think?
I think my first album was, I mean, I still write songs that are quite mellow and kind of very acoustic, instrument oriented. But my first album was really quite mellow and all the songs were kind of the same speed, whereas the second album was pretty similar, I would say. But this album, I think, is a lot more diverse in the fact that, I mean, I have waltzes, there's like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles is kind of a little more upbeat, lighthearted.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's expanded a little.
I want to ask you something. you grew up in New Zealand. What kind of a family environment did you have to start with music and that sort of?
We grew up listening to a lot of acoustic music, bluegrass, newgrass, classical, jazz, even rock like Jimi Hendrix and all that, which was awesome. And my dad always played banjo and guitar, and my mom played bass and sang in a band. And my grandpa was a classical violinist and pianist and cellist. And my brother just was an amazing, well, still is an amazing multi-instrumentalist who I just love to play with him. It's amazing. Yeah.
All right. You're going to get a chance to do that again soon, huh?
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
Nice. That's nice. In the past decade or so, a lot of Americans have been decrying the loss of funding support for arts, you know, and music and arts in general. Is it the same situation in New Zealand, or do you think people who are growing up in your country now have an edge, you know, in terms of succeeding by being supported earlier?
There is more and more funding for New Zealand music. I haven't managed to tap into that yet.
Yeah.
I've been trying, but it's just really hard, I think, anywhere you are to try to get a grip on the music industry and get a foot in the door. And it's kind of who you know and the secret handshake that you have, I guess, and a bit of luck and a bit of charisma and persistence.
Right, I keep doing,
Yeah, definitely.
Now, which city did you grow up in? Auckland?
I grew up in Whangarei, which is a couple hours north of Auckland.
Okay.
And on the beaches, just beautiful, beautiful beaches.
All right.
Yeah,
man,
but
for summertime.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be awesome.
All right. How about another tune?
Sure.
What have you got in mind?
I'm going to play Put Me Back Together, and I guess it's kind of about the struggle, the journey of life, and just having persistence. I mean, I've always known that I want to play music and I want to be doing that for the rest of my life. And it can be pretty discouraging when things don't seem to be going your way. But I think that's in anything that you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give up because you don't want to look back and go, I wish I had, you know.
Yeah. So that's what the tune is about
here.
That's
what this is about.
Okay.
Shine, babe, one of these days. Patience, patience.
song is called Putting Me Back Together. It's Aaron Cole Baker for you on Fresh Tracks this morning, live in our studios. Aaron has a CD release party for a new record. I keep calling them records. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? CD called Talon and Spur, and that's at the Liberty Theater in Bend on Saturday night. Your tunes for me have a very much kind of a lighter than air quality. There's a lot of lightness, not necessarily in terms of the subject matter of the tunes as much as the sound of the tunes for me. There's a brightness about what I hear. Also in the production of this CD, I think there's a lot of space. It feels it feels very open to me, the recording, the whole recording.
Yes.
So you know, does that ring true for you? Is that something? There's a lot of positivity about what you're doing too, which is different than a bunch of people. Yeah,
I hope so. I mean, I really love to play music, and I guess I just want my music to encourage people to be able to say, yes, it's okay that sometimes life is hard, but I'm not going to give up. You know,
right?
That it's okay to do what you love to do, and it can be hard, but you can do it.
Yeah. Well, and with that, I mean, I think it comes that positivity that we were talking about.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the idea that you can do it, the notion that it's hard, but you can get it done, really is something. And it's something that goes through a lot of your songs. So that's a nice thing for me to hear, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me ask you about, there's a great many instruments on stringed instruments, specifically on your recording, and there's one tune on there that I think must feature that baritone ukulele. It sounds sounds a lot like a harp to me. You know, a string harp, a full size string harp. Is that? See, what was the tune? We Can. Is that right?
Is
that the tune?
Actually, on the CD, there's four songs on the baritone ukulele, and it just kind of turned out like that. The last couple, We Can, that you mentioned, and One Little Voice, I wrote just before the deadline we needed to get it really done. So it's pretty awesome that they got on the CD. But there's also a song there on when I play dulcimer, and then one on banjo. And I love acoustic instruments. And, I mean, it rings so sweetly in my heart. I just love it. And Tim May, who's a great player from Nashville, played dobro and Weisenborn and a bit of guitar and just added that extra brightness on there, which I really love. Yeah, I love the way it turned out. And Stephen Tate did a great job in producing it.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the players and where they came from, and how did you how did you get connected with them?
Actually, I met Tim May through Stephen Tate, who produced my new CD, and they've been friends. The connection is through Breedlove. Tim is a Breedlove player, and recently I just got asked to be a Breedlove player, so that's the sound that you're hearing, my great guitar.
Right.
But yeah, Tim's a great guy, and then his friend Charlie played upright bass on a few tracks, and yeah, also Stephen played percussion and a few other instruments on there.
Where was the studio?
At Stephen's house.
All right.
Yep.
So, here
it's in Bend.
In Bend.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Talon Spur is the third CD. We mentioned that before in your career. How is making this CD different for you than making the other two? I mean, you're learning, right? You're growing.
Yeah.
You're learning along the way. So
definitely.
How was that different for you?
This CD took over a year to finish, which was quite a different take for me. Like, I really like to get a project done, you know, get my head down and get it done. But I guess Stephen, we just had to kind of take it, you know, one step at a time. And actually the way that we did it was really cool, because when I would write a new song, when we started doing it, we didn't really have the idea to finish a whole CD. We were just going to do a demo to begin with.
Mm.
So we did like four songs, and then I kept writing songs, and he kept going, let's record that new one you have, let's do it today. And I was like, I can't do that. But we actually captured, I think, quite good essence of the song just as I'd written it. The one that I played on dulcimer, I wrote that, I think, just that day, and just finished the bridge in the studio. And Just played it in one take, and it was awesome. So,
yeah, that must feel good, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's probably payoff for a little bit of experience along the way as well.
Mm.
Now, I know you played a lot of piano when you were younger.
Yeah.
Do you still compose on the piano, or do you compose on a different instrument?
I don't have a piano right now. The last place I was living at, there was a piano there, and I actually wrote Trains, Planes, and Automobiles on piano. But then I transposed it over to guitar, and now I can't even play it on piano anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But one day I hope to have a really nice baby grand piano in my house when I have a house.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. We'll see. I have a really awesome Rhodes keyboard back home in New Zealand, which I hope to blow the dust off and play around on again, which will be fun.
All the possibilities are there on piano, right?
Definitely, so, yeah.
Tonal possibilities, anyway. I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you. Good luck. Are you staying in New Zealand then, or are you coming back, or is that undecided at this point?
We have return tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, we're coming back at the end of March, and my husband's into cycling, so he's going to hit the racing scene hard, and I'm going to hit the music hard again, and possibly back to France maybe for another tour. I don't know. Maybe down to, well, hopefully down to Nashville to play with Tim and maybe do some showcases. And I'd really love to get my songs on TV and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Aaron Cole Baker, thank you very much for driving. You and Bruce, I should say thanks to Bruce as well for driving all the way from Bend this morning over to Eugene for this little gig. And
good luck
in the future. Again, Aaron Cole Baker celebrating the release of Talon and Spur on Saturday night at the Liberty Theater in Bend. Have a great life, Aaron.
Thanks a lot.
You know, we'll see you around.
Now, yeah.
Oh, well, one more time. I want to, one more thing, and that is we're going to go out with a tune off of the record so people get a chance to hear what that one's about. So tell me what it is and where we're going with this.
It's called Talon and Spur, and I just have a really huge place in my heart for animals, and the song is kind of ode to the animals.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thank you,
and good
Michael.
Luck. Bye-bye.